SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Madison Lane here, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism. You know, life can feel like a whirlwind sometimes, right? We're constantly bombarded with information, expectations, and just plain noise. It's enough to leave your brain feeling like a tangled mess of wires. Today, we're diving into something super important, learning to let go of those pesky negative thoughts that can seriously drag us down. Think about it. When you're consumed by negativity, it impacts everything from your relationships to your productivity, even your sleep. It's like carrying around a backpack full of rocks. Eventually, you just want to chuck the whole thing and start fresh. But how do we actually ditch those mental burdens? Let's break down five key things that can help you finally say goodbye to negativity for good. Number 1. Acknowledge those thoughts. Don't try to bury them or pretend they don't exist. The moment you recognize a negative thought creeping in, it loses its power. It's like shining a light on a spider hiding in the corner. Suddenly, it doesn't seem so scary anymore. Next up, challenge those thoughts. Are they really true, or are you letting your emotions run wild and paint an inaccurate picture? Remember, our brains are amazing, but they're not always perfect. They can fall into patterns of thinking that aren't helpful. So, question everything. Look for evidence to support or contradict those negative beliefs. Number 3. Reframe your perspective. Think about the situation from a different angle. Could there be a silver lining? Is there something positive you could learn from this experience? Sometimes, shifting your viewpoint can completely change how you feel. It's like looking at the same puzzle from a new direction. Suddenly, it all makes more sense. 4. Focus on what you can control. We can't always control external events, but we can control our reactions to them. Instead of getting caught up in things beyond your influence, focus your energy on taking positive action within your sphere. Think of it like this: you're the captain of your own ship. Steer yourself towards calmer waters by choosing your thoughts and actions wisely. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all have bad days. Negative thoughts are a normal part of being human. Don't beat yourself up over them. Instead, acknowledge them, learn from them, and move on. Treat yourself with the same understanding and care you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Ever felt like your mind is playing tricks on you? Like those negative thoughts are just circling around, gaining momentum? It's so easy to get caught in that loop. Let me share a quick example. Imagine you're getting ready for a big presentation at work. You've put in the time to prepare, but suddenly, doubts start creeping in. What if I forget my words? What if everyone thinks I'm unprepared? It's like your mind is throwing a party of negativity. But here's the thing. Instead of letting those thoughts control you, imagine taking a deep breath and saying to yourself, "Okay, these are just thoughts. They don't have to be my reality." Then, focus on what you can control: your preparation, your delivery, your confidence. Remember, mental health is about actively choosing how you respond to life's challenges. So, here's the bottom line. Letting go of negative thoughts takes practice, but it's so worth it. By acknowledging them, challenging them, reframing your perspective, focusing on what you can control, and practicing self-compassion, you can create a more positive and fulfilling mental landscape. Ready to take action? Start by identifying one negative thought pattern that's holding you back. Then, try applying one of the strategies we discussed today. Small steps lead to big changes. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these tips. And if you find yourself struggling, remember that you're not alone. There are resources available to help you navigate those tough times. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of daily stoicism. Until then, stay resilient, keep learning, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.